I was born in Minnesota. That's where I was raised, Minnesota. That's why I left, too, because of you. That's kind of stupid. But when I was 18, I was kind of sick of living there. So my friend Tim and I, we packed up his Volare. We moved from Minnesota to Florida. We wanted to move to Texas, but the front end alignment was bad.
I really, really, really hope Carrie Russell is my sister.
Wow.
Your and long-lost sister. Yeah,
we somehow find out that my dad birthed her.
What?
Well, you know what
well,
I mean.
Well, he'll have a connection.
Your dad has a vagina?
You know what I mean.
Congratulations, Lou.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave. Well, it is. We are in the heat, the stretch run of baseball season here, and the Twins, Lou Cove, I am proud to announce, are up 4-1 tonight in the fourth inning. So, hey, there's actually a chance at the over tonight.
Yeah, except for I bet on the White Sox tonight money line +147. So naturally, they'd start winning.
Of course. Yes, could be a 2-game winning streak here for Lou Cove. So that would. That would be some good news for the Twins.
It would. Yes, they've lost. it was your Power Trip in a minute. You said it in dog years. They've lost like 127 games in a row. That was genius.
Something like that. Well, what isn't so good news is the announcement, like hot off the presses. I almost got the Ron Burgundy breaking news alert out. Yeah. But unfortunately, somebody on the Power Trip has gotten COVID-19. And so it sounds like they are going to be doing the show remotely for like a week and a half while everybody's quarantined. So that is definitely going to be different. You know, I'll see comments on Twitter every once in a while like, man, it's really a different show. Like this week when Corey's out or Sauce is out or whatever, you know, people kind of comment how different the show feels. It's going to feel way different with everybody doing it from home. Going to be interesting for the next week and a half.
You know, it really is. And obviously even just when they have people on, I mean, even our podcast, like we're doing it over Skype. Like if we you know, there's a little bit of lag in there. There's that, you know, extra second and a half that really fucks with us. But we'll see. I'm sure they'll figure it out. I mean, the guys are all funny. The only thing I worry about is maybe they just try to keep it to the three of them. And so it's not five or six people like tripping over each other and trying to talk at the same time and doing the whole, no, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. And they say it at the same time. And, you know, those awkward moments that we've discovered here on doing a podcast over the internet.
Yeah. And I guess that's going to rule out initials for Friday, too, because Corey has said that they won't do initials unless everybody's in the same room. So,
but now, here's the thing. None of them are going to be in the same room. So then it's a level playing field. I don't know why it matters that much.
Yeah, I don't know. It might just be more difficult to do over the phone as well when they're not all in the same room, too. I don't know. It'll be interesting. We'll see. We'll see if Corey... Corey changes declaration that they all have to be there.
Yes, yeah, it started with the whole drive back. AJ and Sauce calling in from driving back from Green Bay.
Yep. Well, you know, it's going to be weird, and there's going to be things that we're going to miss, you know, potentially miss. And I'll go first. You know, we decided to come up with something that we're going to miss over the next week and a half when they're doing the show remotely. And because, you know, we can't see the Power Trip, but there's the whole theater of the mind thing. And I think the biggest thing I'm going to miss is the opportunity to think about whenever they play Secret Lovers, Meat Sauce walking over to Chris Hockey's studio and slow dancing with Chris. I always have like this mental picture of exactly what that looks like with the two of them grabbing each other's
just hands on slabs.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, if they happen to play Secret Lovers in the next 2 weeks, we're not going to get to visualize the ass grabbing.
That's a really good call, Chuck. Yeah, well, I think the thing I'm going to miss the most is obviously the button bar. When they do live sets and take the show on the road, that is the one thing that I truly miss from the show. But I guess maybe an honorable mention there would be Meat Sauce's window of inspiration. his back left sight there in his chair that he turns to in times of inspiration. So those are the two things I think I'll miss the most.
Well, those are definitely good. That was a good honorable mention there. So yeah, definitely be a little bit different experience here over the next week and a half. So who knows? Could be fun. Could present potentially some new bits or something. So we'll see.
Right.
All right. Well, wanted to mention too, for our Patreon segment, of course, patreon.com/betsandquotes. We had our fantasy football draft with our Patreon league this week. And Dave, I think you and I managed to draft the two worst possible teams that could be drafted.
Yeah. Well, I did take three Packers. So, most of it, I think, was a joke. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I actually have to play with these guys. So, our backs are against the wall. It's going to be an uphill fight from here on out.
My draft was so bad. I literally drafted Laquan Treadwell with the last pick in my draft.
Just a nice way to cap it off.
Exactly. So, lots of fun. We'll see how that plays out. I'm in four guillotine leagues this year, and that was definitely the one I feel the worst about. But the good news for our Patreon listeners is that probably one of them is going to cash very handsomely. So,
all you have to do is not take last.
Yeah, it's I can do that for maybe a week, and then I'm going to be out of this one probably before the end of September. So, all right. Well, speaking of losing money, let's do a bets update.
Oh boy.
Partridge. All right. Well, we don't really have any new bets since our last show, but we do have a major update on one of the bets, which is my favorite one we talked about last time, the Parrish versus non-Parrish bet in the NHL playoffs. So we're getting farther down the road, and the Tampa Bay Lightning have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Islanders are up 3-2. Now, if the Islanders manage to close out the Flyers, that guarantees Parrish and Sauce an ex-Parrish team in the Stanley Cup Final. And on the other side of the bracket, Dallas and Colorado, one of those two is definitely getting into the Western Conference Finals versus most likely Las Vegas, although Vancouver's been hanging tough and actually winning me some money, which is a good thing. But, Vegas is definitely the big dog out west, so... that's the one hope that Hockey and Zach have to hold on to is Vegas. But yeah, Parrish and Sauce are definitely sitting good, and it'll be very surprising if they don't have at least one team in the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, you're right with your analysis there. Vegas is probably going to be the favorite if they advance here. I'm really been shocked with Dallas. I thought that the Avalanche were just gonna, after a hot bubble here. I thought they were just going to kind of roll through Dallas. I don't know that Dallas can keep this up, but they do have the star power. We've both been playing the Islanders as well in our sports bets. And I don't know. It'll be interesting, but obviously if he's got 75% of the teams, Pat Summerall analysis here, I think he's got a good chance to win here, John.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about quantity at this point, and you want more chips on the table, even if Vegas is the favorite. I'd rather have three teams than just one. So, looking good there for Parrish and Sauce. We'll see if they can get all three through to the conference finals there. The other one I want to mention is this Saturday is the Kentucky Derby. So that means, obviously, the bet from the Belmont Stakes, nobody won because they took Tis the Law out of the field. and none of the other six horses won. So the $600 carries over to the Kentucky Derby, which is first Saturday in September, which enjoy it because it won't happen again. And I think they'll probably do the same thing because Tis the Law is such a huge favorite and will probably win that they'll probably pull Tis the Law out again and pick six other horses. And we'll see. So we could have yet another carryover if Tis the Law ends up winning. And that would put it on the Preakness to decide who's going to win the bet. And by that point, the pot would be up to $1,800 since there's six of them at $300 for three races. So
wow,
pretty big jackpot sitting out there.
That's a lot.
Another carryover.
Yeah, as I talked about before the last Triple Crown race, Tis the Law is free money. So if you are gambling at home, doesn't matter the odds, just bet Tis the Law and you'll get back money. So continue with that. And yeah, I mean, $1,800 pot in the third leg is going to be insane. Gambling is so sweet.
Life is better with money on the line. This is for sure. So, and if Creasel's one of the six competitors, because it's Corey Sauce and Hawk, and then Creasel Parrish and Zach. If Creasel were to knock that out, that would put Creasel over the $3,000 mark for the year. That would be
wow,
pretty nice take. So, but it's going to definitely put somebody at a major advantage in the bet standing. So, well, that's all I've got. Let's do some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends. It is time to get to the quotes of the week. And we will start at number three with Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
A text from somebody said they grew up in a town that was very near Knob Lick, Missouri.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's your sister claims her taxes.
Don't laugh at that, Brianne.
Thank you very much.
The low-hanging fruit of the Chris Hockey sister joke. I love it.
I'd actually heard of that city, having actually living in Missouri. So
yeah, I was wondering if you were the one who texted Hawk.
No.
Good old Knoblick. Got to get a Hooters t-shirt from there. That'd be a good Hooters t-shirt location.
For sure.
All right, we will move to number two. And it is the host, Corey Cove.
Well, either way, the way that the two-party system works. But if you vote for Kanye specifically, you're dumber than he is.
Yeah.
And he's an idiot. Right? Yeah, I mean, everybody has the right to vote. Yeah, you're an idiot, and you're voting for an idiot.
Corey with a strong political take there.
Oh, I just love it. You're dumber than he is, and he's an idiot.
That was really well phrased.
But as I can attest to, he makes some sweet shoes.
Well, you saw I put the over under at 50,000 votes for him, so we'll see where he comes in. So 50,000.5, because I'm not an idiot.
I'll take that over all day.
Yeah, it very well could be. I'm gonna be paying close. I'll probably pay closer attention to that on election night than anything else. What the how close I got on my over under of 50,000.5.
There we go. All right, and at number one with the quote of the week, the back to back quote of the year champion, and he's got another strong nominee for 2020. It's Chris Hockey.
Poor. I went to Burger King one time.
Yeah, right. Remember that?
Got the paper one,
yeah,
and a Hershey sundae pie.
They never fit my head as
of course he did. Nothing. And Tommy's sure. Order.
Oh, Hershey pies whale from BK.
Yes,
thank you,
Seth. Yeah, I can actually hear you getting fatter.
Your head is your mom's Vietnam.
Oh my god!
There you go, quotes. Oh god.
Your head is your mom's Vietnam.
I love when Parrish loses it. He's got such a great laugh.
Oh, I love it too. Oh my god, that's too good. That looks good on paper. That sounds good. That passes all of the tests there for Hawk.
Yeah, that's going to make it a long way in the bracket.
For sure. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, this week in Your Thoughts, we're at episode 100, and You know, to be honest with you, Dave, when we started this, I think I would have set the over-under at like 2.5 episodes. Because I didn't know how this was going to go, but, you know, we got a couple episodes in and it was working okay. And we had a few people listening to it. So we kind of continued. And lo and behold, here we are sitting at episode 100. And wasn't sure exactly what to do with it. You know, we kind of thought about just make it a regular episode or maybe try and do a big interview or something. And then, you know, we just kind of talked about it and decided, let's take a little stroll down memory lane, because that's one of the things we like to do here on the Bets and Quotes podcast. And we are going to just talk about some of our favorite little highlights from the first 100 episodes. So I thought it was interesting because we did our list separately. And, you know, we had we each came up with 5 and we overlapped on 2 of them. And then we each had 3 that were different. So so I thought that was pretty good. Pretty good way to define it. And obviously the ones that we had overlap on, we definitely really liked. So we'll save those 2 for the end. Dave, give me one of your favorite moments from our first 100 episodes.
Well, the first one I have on my list is Power Trip Jeopardy. Chuck, you brilliantly put it together, and it was me and Cardboard Charlie and Smitty Oom who got to play. You know, maybe I'm partial to that one because I won, but that was so much fun to do. And yeah, I wasn't sure if I should be embarrassed at how much, like, I, you know, how much you know about the show, but like, it was so fun to play, and you know, great clues, Chuck.
Yeah, it's always fun to come up with games and stuff, and yeah, it was good. And you guys did pretty good with it. You know, I think you got most of the answers, so that was that was very well done. So yeah, that was. I'll have to maybe try and fill out another Jeopardy board one of these days and play again. And of course, it's always fun when you win. So yeah, you tend to remember that. I think if you'd finished dead last, I don't know that it would have made your list.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, first one I'm going to go with here, and I've got a little audio from it, is something that happened this year, and it was actually one of the major moments of 2020 so far. And that was when, you know, the guys pranked Carly with the whole Bret Michaels call.
Yes.
And what I loved about it is the fact that, you know, within 3 hours, we actually were talking to Ryan Donaldson about the whole incident. So it was kind of cool to be able to talk to somebody like that quickly after something happened. And of course, Ryan was super generous with his time, and he's an awesome dude. So it was fun to talk to him. And here's just a little snippet from that interview.
Well, I mean, I honestly, I know Bret Michaels' music, but I'd never heard him talk before. So Hawk reached out to me yesterday. I've got like a thread with Hawk, Sauce, and Corey. And he's like, here's the idea for the bit. Everybody knows about Carly's, like, you know, admiration and deep love for Bret Michaels. So he laid it out for us. He's like, we were thinking, like, you'd be the perfect guy to do it. Like, you've done some voices for us before. Like you guys mentioned, like, I can do some Tommy Wiseau with those guys. So they, you know, they know that I can do some voices. But I'd never heard him talk before. So Hawk showed me, like, a couple of videos on YouTube where he was interviewed. And I literally just listened to them for, like, I don't know, probably like an hour straight yesterday. and then this morning, I've got a young puppy at home now too. So I was up bright and early. So before we did the bit, like, I got a little refresher on just like his cadence. And yeah, when Carly started asking me about, you know, growing up in Pittsburgh and how I deal with diabetes, type 1 diabetes, I had no clue what to do there. But I think I just left it generic enough where she was able to buy it.
So yeah, that was pretty awesome to get Ryan's perspective on that so quickly after the bit.
Yeah, no, that was an awesome bit. And yeah, to be able to get him right away is just great. And yeah, I still think he sounds like Bret Michaels because I still have never heard Bret Michaels talk. So
you need to fix that. All right, what do you got next?
All right, next up on my list, Chuck, is I have our interview of one Christopher Allen Hockey. Now, he was the first one of the 3 regular guys that we had on our podcast. So it was, you know, obviously when you start a podcast about a radio show, you'd like to, you know, get the guys who are on the show on your show. So he was the first one to say yes. And obviously, you know, they're all super nice guys, but Hawk, you know, just didn't even blink and jumped on, and it was an awesome interview.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was so awesome of Chris to hop on, and yeah, he gave us quite a bit of his time and talked about a lot of different stuff. So that was cool. And then he's been gracious a couple times since then as well, and even had Kim on that one time. So
yeah,
very surprisingly, we got to talk to Kim. So that was definitely a highlight as well. Well, my next one that I had on my list was it actually kind of bracketed two different shows. It was the just the whole Kansas City Viking trip last year. You know, we had the show leading up to it where we were talking about, you know, the whole tailgate and leading up to everything. And then, of course, we recapped everything the next week. And that was just a blast, you know, for a number of reasons. And I got audio from that as well.
Not just at the tailgate, but all weekend long, my number one highlight of the trip, without a doubt, was meeting drunk John Kreisel in person for the first time. He is, let me tell you folks, for because those of you, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably following drunk John Kreisel, you probably get the image that he's an international man of mystery. And let me just tell you, he is. He is absolutely an international man of mystery, to the point that there's a he likes to maintain his anonymity almost to a fault. And I felt very fortunate that I became part of like the circle of trust.
So yeah, that was definitely a blast. And that, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, of all the things, you know, running this silly Twitter account and doing this podcast and everything, that, you know, my favorite thing about it is just the fact that I've gotten to meet so many people and, you know, just hang out with lots of different people in lots of fun situations like the tailgate in Vegas. And, you know, it's just it's a pretty cool community, you know, and there's definitely Todds out there, but you just block them and move on. You know, that's the thing on social media. So for the most part, you know, people are really cool and so much fun. And it's been awesome, you know, just kind of being able to meet all those people. And I think the Kansas City trip last week or last year when everybody came down, that that was just kind of, you know, kind of capped it off with getting to see, you know, so many people and seeing DJK and and Smitty sharing, you know, a romantic evening at my old house.
Me and Smitty grew old together that weekend. We drove together all the way from Minnesota. We had you know, we watched Netflix on my laptop in your house that was for sale that was completely empty. And had pizza. Oh, it was very romantic. Yeah, so many things about that trip were just so much fun.
Yeah, it was definitely the Thelma and Louise male version, for sure.
It was.
All right, what do you got next?
Next up, and this is a very selfish one, I'll honestly admit, but the 2019 Quote of the Year selection show, kind of audio that I put together. I worked super hard to put it all together. Literally took me weeks and weeks. And, you know, I was fortunate enough they even played it on – they played it for Best Of over the holidays. And, yeah, it was really cool to put together and to listen back to even now.
Yeah, you did awesome with that. And, yeah, it is, you know, when you slam – you know, because – The quotes of the week is fun because we get, you know, three of the quotes and, you know, you tweet them out and everything. But to listen to all those awesome quotes throughout the year crammed together with some production value, you know, that was really well done and definitely deserving of getting on the air. And one of my favorite memories about that whole thing, because I happened to be, you know, in Minnesota at the time, and so I didn't have all my normal stuff with me. And so I was trying to get the file to Meat Sauce so that they could play it for Best Of. And so I got, you know, I ended up having to go to like McDonald's to get a good Wi-Fi connection. And it was just, you know, just one of those things, you know. And I finally get the file located. I get it uploaded to him. You know, I think everything's set to go. And then he texts me back and he's like, "Is it clean?" I was like, yeah, I think so. Like, I don't remember anybody cursing on it, but
I specifically made it clean so that it was able to play on the radio.
Oh, but that was so perfect. And then of course I'm having like the sweats when I'm listening to it, and like, oh my god, like I just imagine you dropping like an F-bomb in the middle of it, and we get banned for life from the fan.
The horniest fucking man on the planet, Chris Hockey.
But no, that was very well done, and you set a very high bar for yourself for the 2020 Quote of the Year selection show. I'm expecting equal production value.
I know. I literally have to start working on it now.
All right. Well, that's an awesome one. That was really well done. The last one I had that wasn't one of our shared two was one of the very early episodes we did. You know, we were doing a lot of Down Memory Lane at the very outset of the show. And one of my favorite thing, you know, I think back of it now, the nostalgia just grows and grows on me. And because it was at a time where, you know, it was right before Superstar left the show. And so I had been listening for a few years at that point and, you know, really was into the groove. I got all the bits. You know, it was just a really fun time. You know, Meat Sauce was on the show more and more regularly, and it was fun. Lots of funny episodes, lots of good bits and everything. And then it was the fall of the gingerbread shake. Mm. And oh my God, you know, we've talked about that multiple times on our podcast about those damn gingerbread shakes. And, you know, the guys had the morning where they had the gingerbread shakes delivered, and it was just so much fun to listen to everyone talk about gingerbread shakes.
I got an email from somebody who's knows the chief marketer for Burger King for the gingerbread shake,
mm-hmm.
and apparently the cheesy tots, which sound delicious, but I've never had those.
What?
Yeah. And
I have cheesy tots.
I'm going to contact the gentleman and get him on the show.
Sure. We just want to say thank you to him, and we'd like to beat him to death if he pulls this thing away from us. When this limited time only thing runs away, someone's going to get killed. And it's not going to be me, I hope.
Well, have you even considered the deep freeze and 25, 30 shakes to get you through that lull in the schedule?
Oh my God, I love that. I love listening. I actually listened to that episode not too long ago again. It was so good and so much fun. It was really such a cool time in Power Trip history.
Oh yeah, and fun fact too on the gingerbread shakes. So the first time I ever went in studio, I actually made them or tried to make them gingerbread shakes. Didn't work out super well. I thought it was pretty good, but I do have a good recipe if anybody wants to make some at home.
Yeah, and now I have my ice cream maker that I got for Father's Day, and it makes some pretty damn good ice cream if I do say so myself. I make the best root beer floats of all time.
Oh. That thing.
So yeah, for sure. So yeah, I might have to steal that recipe and make some fall gingerbread shakes here, because you know, Christmas is right around the corner. So we're close to Hawk's Beach. So
it's coming around, Chubbsy.
Yes, absolutely. So all right, well, we are down to the top two. We both agreed that these were in our top five moments, and I've got audio for both. So Dave, why don't you set up the first one?
All right, the first one I have is our Chris Hockey obituaries. And we got lucky enough that we got this played on the air as well. This was one of the funnest like tasks to put together, I think, that we've ever, and one of your best ideas that we've had for the show. So, I just loved it.
And it was so incredibly stupid, right?
It was like, so dumb.
It was. It was just like the whole premise of it was dumb. And, you know, we wrote these kind of silly obituaries and all that. And, yeah. And then, of course, we got Tommy to call in and top the whole damn thing off. Here is Tommy Olson's eulogy of Chris Hockey.
Sad day today. It's tough for me to talk about this one. The guy was a legend. Safe to say he was the GOAT. Literally the nicest guy to ever be. He made me laugh every day. I got to hug him and tell him I love him every Thursday. A lot of you may not know. You do know he's a short man, but not a lot of people know about something that I actually had a chance to witness. The guy had the biggest crank I've ever seen. Looks like a baby's forearm holding an apple. The guy had a monster cock. It was huge. I miss that guy. I loved him very much. The guy was so nice to me. I can't not think about his crank. His crank was so big. Oh, it's hard for me to talk about him. I'm gonna miss that guy. Hell of a performer, even a nicer guy. But man, did he have a crank on him. I love that man. I'm gonna miss him every day. Hope you're doing great up there, Chris. Love you, and I miss your crank.
That was absolutely the best. Like when he, it was so funny because he, I mentioned this at the time that he had sent me a message and said, you know, was that okay? Was that good? And I was like, dude, that was absolutely killer. I was dying laughing when I was listening to that voicemail. It was so perfect. Oh,
so good.
So that was that definitely made both of our lists. The other one and the last one we'll do here that made both our lists is something that happened also very early on in the podcast. We wanted to interview Mr. Z, and I happened to be in Minnesota, and Mr. Z invited us to his house. So we are, you know, among the few people that have gotten into the old circle of trust with Mr. Z and also with Drunk John Creasel. So I think we're doubly honored there because those are two pretty rare circles of trust. to be with those two guys. But yeah, we got to go to Mr. Z's palatial estate and talk to him and just have a nice little chat. And he's the best. He's a lot of fun and knows a lot. And here's just a snippet of when we talked to Mr. Z.
We are in Mr. Z's basement. I can confirm that neither Lawyer Lambert or Chris Hockey is anywhere to be seen. I looked, can't see anybody down here, so...
An undisclosed location, nonetheless.
An undisclosed location, absolutely. We might not even be in the country as we speak, so may or may not be. But awesome of Mr. Z to open up his basement to us, and we're going to talk to him, because obviously David and I are the semi-historians of the Power Trip.
Of course.
And this is kind of our role. So we need to dig deeper into Mr. Z. So Mr. Z, when did you first... join the Power Trip?
It was about 2006. I was, like a lot of people, I was at work listening to Power Trip, and like a lot of us do, I started talking back to the radio because I had an opinion about something. And so I emailed Chris Hockey back in the days when people used email, and Chris got back to me, and I had some, and so we started chatting back and forth, and I mentioned to him casually that I was going to do a screening of Da Vinci Code. And he, you know, was wondering what I meant, and I explained to him what I do for a living. Then I got to see these movies early because I work in the movie business. And he said, "Would you like to come on air?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't mind going on air. I've done stuff in the past, but I'm not really I'm not supposed to go to these screenings because I'm not a movie reviewer. I work for the movie business." And at the time, I don't want to use my real name. He said, "I'll take care of that." So I had no idea what was going to happen. I thought I was just going to go on, we're going to talk. And I call up, and they call a hotline. They put me on, and Star was hosting. And all of a sudden, this music come on, like Mission Impossible music.
So yeah, lots of fun talking to Mr. Z in his basement. And awesome dude. And then we were able to, kind of do that old Top Chef podcast with him too, which was...
Yes.
Just fun to do, fun season, and of course I cashed on that one, which was made it even better. But yeah, Mr. Z's so awesome.
Yeah, and Mr. Z still owes me vows for lunch because I have Melissa versus the other two finalists.
Oh yeah, you got to cash on that one of these days.
But they're listening, Mr. Z. I'm still waiting on that bag of grease.
We're getting closer to a vaccine, so maybe that'll be reality sooner than later. So that'd be good. So yeah, so that is sort of our highlights of the first 100 episodes. Hopefully you agree that you enjoyed some of those. I know some of them probably meant more to you and me than the listeners necessarily, but
Yeah, and we kind of kept most of the interviews out of it, because we've done quite a few interviews. We've tried to get a lot of the Power Trip related people on, at least the ones that'll have us. There's been a few people that have said no to us, but that's it's neither here nor there. We'll take what we can get, and and we even reach outside of the Power Trip family a little bit if we get the opportunity, if we think it's something you guys would be interested in. So it's been fun. It's just, like I said, meeting people, talking to different people and stuff like that. It's just, it's really cool to kind of get different perspectives and, just be able to meet other people, and, really cool. And I'm hoping that, we can, we've had a lot of ideas that COVID kind of has thrown for a loop, and I'm hoping we can implement some of those as, COVID gets in the rearview mirror here sooner than later.
Yeah, including our evergreen show for the Vegas preview.
Yeah, I mean, that's... come on. I know, we have this...
We recorded that forever. I'm like, yeah, let's just keep, nibbling off pieces of this thing. It's going to be the greatest show ever, and now it's just fermenting like a fine wine.
I know, it's going to be, I literally have not listened to it since I finished it. And, it's going to be funny to listen to whenever we do actually, because we'll publish it at some point, probably right before Vegas 2021, assuming that stays on schedule. And it's definitely going to be interesting to be talking about stuff that was, a little bit pre-COVID. So, yeah.
Ugh.
Such a weird, weird, weird freaking year, but, yes. Yeah, but we'll get there. And I told you this, I'm going to waste so damn much money in Vegas in March, because it's going to be like one of those things, I didn't think I was ever, it's like a prisoner that gets granted parole. It's like, I'm going to do everything. It's like, don't take anything for granted. And I'm definitely not.
I'm going to eat so many French dips at Earl's Sandwich.
For sure. I'm like, oh yeah.
I'm going to eat my feelings.
Oh, I think I'm going to up myself from 3 meals to 6 meals a day and just eat in between meals too, So just go for it. Right. So yeah, so much fun. All right. Well, for the 100th episode, I can only imagine that your quotes notes open is the stuff of legends.
Well, it's one of my favorite ones. Didn't have any new content this week, but I will. I wanted to play for the 100th episode. I wanted to play my personal favorite open.
Rubes, it's time to recap the week. Talk about how Saucy used to smoke weed back in the day with Spidium and the Bees. Wednesday is Corey's 40th birthday. His one wish is just to purchase his game. This Sunday is the end of the campaign. From the closet, bonus is Colin. Rosie's pink mask is Prime. What is Chris Hockey's dad's name? It's Dry. Now what did Tommy admit? It's Close Notes, initial sauce through a fit. It's Close Notes, the genius Brett Michaels bit. It's Close Notes, I'm really struggling to rhyme. Kids, Close Notes, no more wasting his time.
That was a pretty good one.
Depends on your definition of good, but
it wasn't my worst one. I should have said that.
If that's your definition of good, you're above the Mendoza line with that open. So yeah, I'll give you that.
Yes.
What do you got for us?
First off, we will start here. This is 2 weeks worth of notes. Prayers go out to John Kreisel's liver as he made a hole in one at number 17 in TPC Twin Cities. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, very proud of him and very jealous of him, because I've had two super close calls, but have yet to hit my hole in one. So, that was fantastic. And it was really cool to see. So congratulations, Kreese.
Yes. Hawks B's DT line the other last week was fucking hilarious.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if I honestly forget if I tweeted that out as a quote or not, but yeah, it took me about 7.6 seconds to figure it out, but yeah, B's DT.
Yes.
What is B's?
Yeah, I'll be honest too. It took me I was like, wait a minute,
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, that thinking. Oh yeah, and then it hits. It's like, all right, we got you.
Oh, brother's dick taste. Oh, I blew it. Okay. Okay.
The T is what I was having a hard time coming up with, because I was like, brother's dick. And then I was like, trio, threesome, you know, I was taste, duh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Next up, so super classic that the Wolves get the number one pick in a year where there's no clear number one. Hope they trade it. I don't know if they'll be able to get Booker or work on a deal for someone else. But I really hope they don't get Ben Simmons from Philadelphia, because he's a big pile of shit.
So this is one of those things I was going to spitball with you, because I was thrilled as well that the Wolves got the number one. Not so much that it'll improve their team, but it will improve their over-under number for next year. So their over-under number last year was 35.5. They were on pace to get 20 before COVID hit, and unfortunately my ticket became a push. So given the fact that they were 35.5 before the year, they were on pace to actually hit 20. What do you think their over-under will be once they land the number one pick, or, you know, equivalent trade value for that?
Now, so you have to factor in the D'Angelo Russell, or as hockey calls him, his buddy D, his lover D. So obviously they got him at the deadline, and that is a huge factor in that as well. So as the roster currently sits, and say they hold on to their pick, I believe they'll probably be set at somewhere between 42 and maybe even up to 46. I don't see it being 50. 50 seems ridiculous, especially with how stacked the West is right now. Oh. So, I mean, obviously, if it's just a $500 or if it's a 500 or better or worse, I don't know. I would still lean under. Unless they were to sign someone or trade for Booker or something like that, or make a huge trade to get that third piece.
Oh, that's like over under porn to my ears, man.
Right.
Because, yeah.
Right. You got
if they're in the 40s, oh my God, I'm speeding to Iowa if they're in the 40s. Because the thing is, you're right. I mean, they did get D'Angelo at the trade deadline, but they were awful with him. I mean, they were just completely awful even with him. They were losing at an epic pace, and so
Kat was sitting out a lot of those games too, and you know, I think Kat and D'Angelo only played like a couple of games together.
And they lost them.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
The funny part. I mean, they were really only winning when D'Angelo was in there without Kat. So, oh my God, if that got up to like 45.5, oh. Beautiful.
put an extra comma there.
Oh.
Okay. Next up, this is a personal note. I tragically, and you know, everybody be nice to me. I tragically lost my left AirPod over the weekend.
R.I.P.
I just wanted to say a couple of words here to celebrate its life. So if you could give me the floor. Dear left AirPod, you brought me sound, joy, and happiness. You allowed me to listen to podcasts while still in bed, while sleeping on my right side. All I ever wanted was for you to be happy in this life. And wherever you are now, I hope that you are free and well. Sorry. I'm a little misty.
It's a little bit heavy. I lost my kid's Switch. I have no idea where it is. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, am I gonna have to buy a brand new Switch? So yeah, that's I can relate. It's not quite the emotional attachment, it's more the son of a bitch, where did I put it? I have scoured this house, I can't find it.
And was Animal Crossing in it when you lost it?
Yeah, it was. Ugh. As a matter of fact, yeah, so he's got like, I don't know, 10 games, so at least I've got like 9 cartridges that I won't have to rebuy. But yeah, I'm gonna have to probably buy Animal Crossing and the Switch again. Yay.
That save file though.
Gotta put more money on the Wolves under next year.
Yes. Next up, the Fan Jam shirts bang. Obviously, the one from last year is still my favorite, even though I effing lost it. Oh, got to find it. But anyways, I bought the Common Man one as well, and I think I might end up getting just all four of them just for, you know, just for shits and gigs, because I love wearing Rube shit around. But yeah, those shirts were the bomb.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, after Creasel hit his hole in one, I did the Creasel Fan Jam shirt with the high rating for golf on that. And yeah, that got quite a bit of love. So yeah, I think they should have thrown together a quick Creasel Fan Jam shirt in honor of his hole in one.
Yeah, that was genius.
And Corey keeps bitching about his bets rating, but, you know, sorry, he's at the bottom of the standings right now.
Yeah, we need clarification. Is that what was that bar of bets? Was that the amount of bets that you make, or I guess you were basing it off of, you know, how much he wins, right?
I would say 2020 winnings. Where are you right now? I mean, over the history of the Power Trip, Corey's definitely won a lot of money at his bets, significantly more than he's lost. But, you know, it's the 2020 State Fair T-shirt, and in 2020, Corey's at the bottom of the list. So I think that bar is fairly accurate for 2020. Corey's got to turn around here if he's gonna get out of the red.
I like it. I like it. Next up, we have Martin Moist, who was on to give his NBA draft analysis.
The best.
Literally one of my favorite bits. Right up there with Hawkman and David Despagne?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was way too sexual. He got taken off the airwaves real quick. But
yeah,
Martin Moist, who is he's heating up. I like him a lot.
I will tell you the very first time he did that bit, it was like, you know, a little like at the very beginning. And by the end of like the first time Martin Moisture was on, I was like, this is really good. And now every time I look for, like, I was so thrilled when I heard that Martin Moisture was going to be breaking down the NBA draft. So, yes.
Yeah. And I had to do I put out the jerseys and gave the analysis, put that out there too. That's just a no brainer. But yeah, that's so funny. Great bit.
Such a good bit.
Dumpgate last week was so good. honestly, pretty embarrassing that an adult would cut such a stump like that and just not flush it. That's so gutless, but obviously it made for great content for the show. So,
I've had that happen at our office too. Thank God they're making it like we're on work from home lockdown until the end of the year. And so, yeah. Much better to not have to. The shared bathroom is the worst part about like having an office job. That is without a doubt the worst part of it. Yep. Because people are just trash. What the number one top secret, and I've discovered this like years ago when I worked in like a 20-story building, is you find a floor that's very, very lightly populated and you make that your home base. And no matter, like, even every time you have to go to the bathroom, if you have to go down, you know, the elevator 14 stories, do it. Like, find a very unused bathroom in the place. Even if you have to try them all, find one.
And make it your bitch.
Absolutely. Like, that's what I, like, my building I'm in right now, I have to go down three flights of stairs to get to the good bathroom. But it's like, it is so worth it to not have to deal with messes and just, yeah, all of that. I don't know that I've seen any that would be described as a forearm, like they were describing it, but I have definitely seen some mega disasters.
I mean, I work in an office of 8 or 9 people. I've never actually seen a floater. Now going to a public, lucky. Now going to a public high school, if there wasn't a log waiting there for you, you know, it was a very rare occurrence.
so hideous.
Next up, I am in on the McDonald's spicy nuggets. I know Burger King's now doing them as well, but I wasn't a big spicy chicken guy until I had the spicy chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, which is one of my top 5 fast food items of all time.
Oh, it's the only thing I get there.
Yeah. Oh, God. You do pickles, right? You're not a Nazi. Oh, yeah. You're not terrible like Zach. Oh,
But yeah, all in for it. Can't wait to try those, although I have been waiting to try the spicy chicken McNuggets.
Yep, I'm going in with a neutral buying because I love the current chicken McNuggets. I usually like spicy things, so I'm going in this completely unbiased. I will try them and give my decision.
I love it. And last one I had was, I think this was the best tweet that I have seen in 2020 and maybe even longer than that. And it was from Ron Johnson the other day. And I'll read it here. I support the police. I support the protesters. I love black people. I love white people. I denounce bad racist cops. I denounce looters. I denounce racism. It's that simple. I want to see positive change partnered with love and respect. Hashtag my focus. I thought that just hit so many nails right on the head. And yeah, just nailed it. Knocked it out of the park. Great tweet.
Definitely. And as PA would say, well done, young man. So yes, I can definitely get behind that tweet, I'm sure. I mean, that's like the most, like, you know, almost neutral tweet you can have, and I'm sure there were people on both sides that were upset with Ron for whatever reason, because that's right. Just the world we live in. But that's why when people start getting a little political on Twitter, it's very easy to mute and or block them. So crazy times, and I can definitely get behind some positivity like that. It's good to see positivity on Twitter, that's for sure.
Hell yeah. Well, there are your quotes notes.
Well done, young man. All right, very good. All right, well, that will wrap it up for this week's show. We have a very exciting interview guest for you for episode 101 next week, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby,